Let's get some market analysis here on the closing markets for this Tuesday, February 24th, 2026, here on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Jamie Dickerman, joined by Progressive Ag Market Analyst Tom Lilja. And Tom, we saw the markets today, kind of a back and forth kind of day going on here, but we eventually ending mixed on the grain side with soybeans kind of leading the way, showing some positivity. Everything else kind of a little bit on the red side. What was the story with these numbers today?
Well, you know, we started off soft in the soybean complex, and there were unconfirmed reports that China sought some U.S. offers off the Pacific Northwest, and that seemed to give soybeans a nice little rebound today. Also, any day we're expecting the renewable volume obligations for 26 and 27. The market is focused on the green diesel range. They think that that's going to come in. The EPA will put that anywhere between 5.2 to 5.6 billion gallons. So everybody's kind of paying attention to that. If it falls in that range or even is a little bit above that, that would also be friendly to the soybean oil complex. And we've seen recent strength in soybean oil and canola. So it seems like they're expecting a friendly number there. Other than that, Dr. Cordonnier did lower a Brazil corn estimate about 1 million metric tons due to some slow planting, and he also lowered his soybean estimate by 1 million metric tons. So his corn estimate is still above the USDA by about 4 million metric tons, but his soybean estimate is a couple million metric tons less than USDA's latest forecast.
Over in the livestock market today, we saw kind of a mixed bag going here, a lot of back and forth with that cattle market today.
Yeah, you know, they were looking pretty weak early on. Cattle on feed report wasn't too bad last Friday, and everybody's just kind of waiting for cash cattle to trade. Kind of acts like it wants to pull back, but overall, we'll see. We got a State of the Union address tonight, and we'll see if there's any kind of plans to try and keep beef prices lower.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. That's Progressive Ag Market Analyst Tom Lilja with market analysis for the closing grain and livestock markets for this Tuesday, February 24th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.